1042 in your Bibles. And as I say, I have one simple aim for us. And Jesus tells us what that aim is. If you find that first verse there, the disciples come to Jesus, don't they, with a question, and they say, Lord, teach us what? To pray. Yeah? They say, Lord, teach us to pray. And so my simple aim for us now is that we will learn to pray. That's it. All right, simple aim for this morning. We're going to learn how to pray. That's how we'll know whether this sermon has been useful or a waste of time, is sometime down the line you'll think, well, have I learnt to pray more? Am I praying more? That's the point of today. It's to help us actually to pray. Not just to think about praying, but to do it. And because last week we were thinking about the fact that so important, the most important thing we have is this relationship with God. That's the heart of the Christian message. It's Christmas as well, but it's the heart of the Christmas message as well. But the heart of it is relationship with God. That's the heart of the gospel. And so we were seeing last week that it's so important that we listen to God. So important that we listen to God. But when you are in a conversation with somebody, you don't only listen, do you? You don't only listen. You listen, that's really important. But there's also a bit where you talk as well, don't you? That's part of the conversation. And so prayer is the part of the conversation where we're talking to God. When we're reading the Bible, that's when we're listening to God. When we're praying, we're talking to God. When those things are going on together, well, then you've got a relationship that's working, haven't you? You've got a conversation that's going on. And that's so important. So prayer is so important. But here's our question. How do we actually do it? How do we actually pray? Because lots of people find prayer difficult. That's the disciples' question. How do we pray? So, how do we pray? Jesus teaches us how. That's what this Lord's Prayer is all about, isn't it? Remember, Jesus is God's Son, isn't he? So if anybody knows how to speak to his Father, it's Jesus. He does it all the time. So we need to listen to what he says. And he tells us a couple of things. He tells us what we should pray for. That's the Lord's Prayer itself. We'll come back to that in a minute. That's telling us what we should ask for. But first, we're going to think about the story that Jesus tells us. He tells us that little story, doesn't he, after the Lord's Prayer? Did you see that little story? And it goes something like this. Brilliant. Awesome. Thank you very much for that. Simple point, isn't it? Simple point. What did the man have to do to get the bread? What did he have to do to get the bread? He had to beg Jody or ask, didn't he? That's what he had to do. That's what Graham had to do. He had to ask to get the bread. All right. Nice, obvious thing, but important thing about prayer. Jesus says this. You need to ask. That's really, really obvious, isn't it? But that's really important. It's really important, and you need to ask. Now, that reminds me, I've got something. I'll just put that out there. Okay, you need to ask, says Jesus. You need to ask. Now, prayer is asking. Prayer is asking, isn't it? That's what Jesus says. Prayer is asking. You need to ask. Jesus says that Bible verse, doesn't he? He says, ask and you will receive. It's verse 9, I think. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. It's obvious, isn't it? He's telling us to ask. He's telling us to ask. Anyway, so do you see how silly it would be not to ask? Do you see how silly it would be not to pray? You have to ask, don't you? If you don't ask, you don't get. Simple thing. How silly not to pray. It's as silly to not to ask, not to pray, as it is to know that there's, you know, a wonderful gift there awaiting you, and then not to ask for it. If you know that there's a wonderful gift that you're waiting for, and if you ask for it, you'll get it, but then you don't ask, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It's just really silly. It's as silly as, imagine one day, you have your keys and you lose them. So let's say I've lost my keys over there. And I think, oh, I've lost my keys. I've lost my keys. Oh no, I've lost my keys. And I just sort of sit down and mope about it. But I never go to seek it. I never go to, what I should do is I should go and seek the keys, shouldn't I? Go and seek them. Find them. Jesus says, if you seek, if you ask, if you pray, you'll find. It's a silly, what's that, sorry? Can you have a treat in that box? I don't know if you've seen it in the box. It says, in this box is a treat for you. Just ask Dave from it. Can you have a treat from that box? Yes, you can. There you go. How silly not to ask, isn't it? How silly not to pray. How silly not to pray. That's ridiculous, isn't it? But brilliant that you asked, because if you ask, says Jesus, you receive, don't you? If you don't ask, you don't get. How silly not to ask. Prayer is obvious. Prayer is obvious. It's a silly not to ask. I was going to say one more thing. It's a silly not to ask because to wait outside a door, isn't it? You know, if you go and see your friend and you go to knock their house and you think, I haven't got a key for this door. My friend's inside the house. Oh no, what am I going to do? And you just stand there and worry about it. That's useless, isn't it? Jesus says, knock on the door. Pray. Ask. Ask. You need to ask. Nice and simple. Totally silly not to pray. I wonder if we ever think that. I wonder, because I know often we think, I'm just so busy, I haven't got time to stop and pray. And maybe actually that means we're just standing there on the doormat outside that door, just sort of doing little circles, worrying about the fact that we're so busy and never knocking on the door. Ridiculous, isn't it? How silly not to pray. You have to ask. You need to ask, right? Simple point. You need to ask. You need to. Sarah knows it. That's encouraging. Let's see if anybody else does. You need to ask. All right, you know it. None of you at the back have got a clue. Maybe you're listening. I don't know. We'll see. So, okay, we've learnt one thing so far. We've learnt that you need to.
Ask.
Great, it's getting there. It's like a pantomime. See, it's good. We're picking up. Another thing you need to know, you need to trust. You need to trust. You see, there's another reason that Jesus gives us why we ought to ask. It's because of who God is. It's because of the sort of Father that God is. God is a loving Father in heaven who loves to give. Now, in that sketch we just had, Jodie was a right old grumpy pants, wasn't she? She wasn't wanting to give anything. But even she gave Graham some bread when he asked for it. But God is nothing like that. God isn't grumpy. God is a loving Father who loves to give, says Jesus. So ask him. So pray, because he loves to give. He's your loving Father. Hang on a minute. It reminds me of something. There we go. I'll just get on with it. Okay, so you need to trust. You need to trust. What's that? There's some hands going up over here. What's that, Ola? Can you have a treat from the box? Of course you can. Here you go. There you go. Sorry, is something wrong? What? It's all right. It's a nice box of PBS strips. Are you happy with that? Oh, that's a bit tired, isn't it? No, actually, even I am not that evil. So I'll give you, there you go. I'll put the PBS strips back and you can have the Marses. There you go. Right, I'm sorry, there are no more in the box now, unless you really want the pig ear strips. God is a loving Father who loves to give, and you need to trust him to give the right thing. To give you something good, not the pig ear strips. Now, Jesus teaches us that, and he teaches us it by telling us something really obvious about human parents. And it's this, human parents, by and large, aren't trying to harm their children. That's not what we're trying to do. If you look around, see your parents here, that's not what they're trying to do. They're not trying to harm you. They love you. They want what's best for you. That's true of us, isn't it? Those of us who have parents and those of us who are parents, We know that we're not going out of the way to harm our children. That's not what we're trying to do. But then look at what Jesus says in that Bible verse. Have you seen it? Have you seen it near the end of the passage? Sorry, I haven't actually got a verse number written down. Which of you fathers? Can you give us a verse number, Matt? Verse 11, if you have a look at verse 11 there. Verse 11, Jesus says, doesn't he? He says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Which of you does that? Do you see that? Which of you does that? Now here's a quick quiz about your mums and dads. Have any of you ever been in a situation where your mum and dad have said, breakfast time, it's breakfast? Either your mum or dad said that. Has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened to you? Breakfast time, come and have your breakfast. Right, that's happened, yes, okay. Has it ever happened that you've come down to have your breakfast and you found a plate there, and in the middle of the plate is a little scorpion crawling around trying to sting you? Has that ever happened? No. No, and your mum and dad go, ha, got you. You've got the scorpion. That's never happened, has it? No, of course it's not happened. I've never done that to our kids. I'm slightly amused by the fact that Tom has brought a snake with him this morning. The irony of that is not lost on me. But there you go. We don't do that. That's human parents. And compared to God, says Jesus, human parents are evil compared to God. Because God is so much better, so much more loving Father than any of you are or than I am. So much more. And yet we don't go out of the way to harm our children. We can trust God. That's another reason to pray, isn't it? We need to ask. We need to... Okay, great, let's try it again. We need to... And we need to... Brilliant, perfect. We need to ask and we need to trust. We can trust God because he's a loving Father who loves to give. Now, if we know those things, if we know that God wants us to ask and we know that we can trust him because he loves us so much, well, then we're ready to pray for the things that Jesus tells us to pray for. So, what should we ask for? Jesus tells us all this too, doesn't he? This is where the Lord's Prayer comes in. That familiar bit of this passage that we often pray on a Sunday. And even though we might be familiar with that prayer, we might have prayed it lots of times, you might have prayed it at school, you might have prayed it at church, it's still pretty striking. It's not the sort of thing we automatically ask for, I think. So let's have a quick look at the Lord's Prayer. Okay, what does he teach us to ask for? Well, he says, how does it start? It's verse 2, by the way. It says, Father, hallowed be your name. That's what he says, isn't he? Now that means, Father, please would everybody know how great you are. That's what that means, isn't it? To be hallowed is to be honoured. Please would everybody know how great you are. That's the first thing that Jesus tells us to ask for. Do you notice that? Father, please would everybody know how great you are. What's the next thing he tells us to ask for? He says, your kingdom come. Now that's just saying, Father, please would everybody know that you're the king, and please would they all obey you as the king. That's the next thing he says. Now, do you see, the first two things that Jesus tells us to pray for, the first bit of the Lord's Prayer, they're not really things for us, are they? They're things for God, really. We're saying, Father, please would you do what you want. Please would you do your plans. Please would you make yourself known as being great. Please would you help people to obey you as king. That's what Jesus says to pray for first. And then he goes on, doesn't he? He says next, give us today our daily bread. Now that doesn't just mean the bread. It means give us what we need today. Give us what we need today. In the Bible, bread is a big picture. Daily bread, when you're thinking of Exodus in the Old Testament, you're thinking about God giving the people what they need to get to the promised land. We're not going to the promised land, but if we're Christians, we're living for heaven. Give us what we need every day on that journey. Give us what we need every day on that journey. Okay, give us today our daily bread. Then the next thing, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our sins, because we so often get it wrong. And help us to forgive others as we do that. And then, last of all, lead us not into temptation. That's keep us away from sin. Keep us following Jesus. Do you see that? So basically, that second half of the Lord's Prayer, the things Jesus tells us to pray for there are, Father, please give us what you think we need so that we can live for you. Okay? Give us what we need today so that we can live for you. Forgive us for when we get it wrong. Keep us on that path following Jesus. Keep us away from temptation and sin. It's about God giving us what we need so that we can live for him. Put all that together. What have you got? Jesus wants us to pray, Father, please do what you want, and please give us what you think we need so that we can live for you in the way that you want. Do you see, that's a pretty special sort of prayer, isn't it? I don't think that's the sort of prayer that most of us normally pray. And lots of our prayers are normally things like, Lord, please give me what I want so that I can live the way I think I want to live. Aren't they? Do you think that's right? And Jesus says, well, pray, Lord, please give me what you want. Please do what you want. Please give me what you think I need so that I can live for you. That's a pretty different sort of prayer, isn't it? You know, when it's Christmas and you write a letter to Santa, have you ever written a letter to Santa that says something like this? It says, Dear Santa, I don't really know what's best to ask for, so why don't you just get me what my mum and dad want me to have? Have you ever written a letter like that? No, I don't think you have. Am I right in saying that's probably because you don't trust your mum and dad to get it right? Is that right? Yeah? Yeah, I think that's probably right, isn't it? But Jesus says we can trust our Father because he loves us so much. So if we have a trustworthy Father who loves us and really knows what's best, well, then we can pray this sort of prayer, can't we? We can say, give me what you want so that I can live for you. He's not going to give you a bag of pig's ears. He's not going to give you a snake instead of an egg or a fish. He loves you and knows what is best. So we need to, what do we need to do? Can you remember? We need to
ask
and we need to
trust.
Right, we're going to sing a little song to help us to learn this prayer. So, if you can get up. Children and young people, I have particular activity things over there for you, which Jodie is now getting ready to give out. So, if you could just go over there, and she'll give you one, and you'll need to go back to your families with your little sheets. And as that's happening, we're just going to talk a little bit more for a couple of minutes, thinking a bit more about that stuff we've just been learning, and as we're thinking about this prayer that Jesus has given us, I want us to think just two things as we apply this to ourselves, as we work this through for ourselves. And one of them's this. One thing is this: do you pray the Lord's Prayer? Do you pray it? Do you use this prayer? I don't mean have you ever prayed it, because, you know, of course you'll have prayed it at some point, probably at church. If you've never prayed it before, you'll have just prayed it now as we've sung it. But what I mean is, do you ever use this prayer as a framework for your prayers? See, C.S. Lewis said this. I think this is quite helpful. He said that the Lord's Prayer is like a Christmas tree, where the branches give the tree its shape and its strength. And the branches are each of those lines of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus gives us. And what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to decorate those branches with our own personal prayers. I think that's a great way to use it. Use it as a framework. Back in Jesus' day, rabbis typically would teach praying like this. And Jesus was a rabbi, a teacher. They'd teach as bullet points, a framework for how you pray. So, why not this week give this a try? Try using the Lord's Prayer to help you pray each day. You know, go through it line by line. Pray the line and then pray that thing for yourself, for your family and friends, for your church, for this town, for this country, and so on. You know, why not do that? Why not do that? You know, hallowed be your name. Lord, please help me to lift my heart to praise you, to show how great you are, to see it, to know that. I pray that pray that for my wife, for my children. Please may they see how great you are. I pray that for my brothers and sisters here at Christ Church, and for the people who I know who don't know you yet. Please would they see how great you are. I pray that for Finchley and Britain, and the world. Please would you bring us to see how great you are, and please would Christians here live lives that show how great you are. Do you see that? Do you see that sort of idea? You start off with that line and you just pray it for different people. Why not give that a go? Try using the Lord's Prayer this week. It'll make you pray bigger prayers. A lot of people struggle with praying because when they sit down to pray, they find their mind goes blank. Or else when they start praying, they only pray for the same three or four things because that's the only thing that ever crosses their mind when they pray. Try using this as a framework. It'll make you pray bigger prayers. It'll make you pray more God-centered prayers than you'd ever think of on your own. So give it a try. Other thing to think about. First thing is, why don't we use this? The other thing to think about is this. Have you seen at the end of verse 13? Have you ever wondered why that verse ends the way it does? I've wondered that before. You know, so that, it's that bit, isn't it? Verse 13, page 1042, if you close your Bibles. Verse 13, Jesus has been talking about, you know, us not giving snakes to our kids when they ask us for fish and things like that. And he says, if then, though you are evil, you know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And maybe you think, the Holy Spirit? Well, where did that come from? You know, maybe you even think it sounds a bit disappointing. You know, I wasn't praying for the Holy Spirit. I wanted a better job. I wanted my dad to get better. Why would God give me the Holy Spirit as an answer to this prayer? Perhaps you think something like that as you read that line. I want to say that actually, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Jesus says here. Because it shows just how generous God is in answering prayer. So much more generous than we think of. He doesn't just answer by giving us things. He answers by giving us himself. That's much more generous. When God gives us the Holy Spirit, he's giving us himself. And actually, when you think about these other things we're asking for, how else would he answer these requests if he didn't give us himself by his Holy Spirit? You know, how else would God help us to obey him as king? Unless he worked in us by his Spirit to enable us to do that. How else would he give us what we need to live for him as we journey to his new creation? How would he give us what we really need if he didn't give us himself by his Spirit? You know, how would he renew us when we've sinned or help us to forgive other people if he didn't give us his Spirit to change us? Because we don't find that easy. How would he keep us from temptation? How would he keep us following Jesus if he didn't give us his Spirit? Because we don't have that within us. He doesn't just give us stuff, does he? He gives us himself. Now, doesn't that make you want to pray? Don't you think? To have that sort of God, that sort of relationship. Yesterday, a few of us were at Saturday Cafe, which is where we meet people on the streets on a Saturday morning and hand out flapjacks and talk to people and offer to pray with people and things like that. And met a guy who's a preacher at the mosque over the road. A lovely guy. He was a passionate, well thought out sort of man. He was a very persuasive speaker. He really had oomph about him. I liked him a lot. But to hear him talk about his relationship with God saddened me. He said he knew that God was his creator. He knew that God was kind to him. He knew that God was even close to him. But he said he could never have a family relationship with God. That would be inappropriate, he said. Not that sort of intimacy. He could think of God as his master, but never as his father. And we talked about that, obviously, but I thought about that. I thought about that. That was bothering me for the rest of the day. I'm just thinking, yeah, that's right, isn't it? What a sad thing. And actually, that just made me think all the more, what a wonderful thing Jesus has given us to be able to approach God as our Father. So let Jesus, the Son of God, teach you to pray like a child of God. You know, God invites you to pray because he's a loving Father. He answers our prayers by giving us himself, That's the best sort of family relationship. God giving us himself. Will you enjoy that relationship with this week? Will you pray like Jesus teaches us to? Why don't we pray now? Why don't we pray now? Our Father, thank you so much that you are this sort of Father who loves us and who tells us to ask. Thank you that you give us yourself by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we've got a lot to learn about prayer. Lord, help us to learn. And as we learn about prayer in the doing of it, help us to grow in our relationship with you. In Jesus we pray. Amen.